Welcome, everyone. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this. My name is Scott Moody, pastor of Spiritual Formation and Equipping here at Prince Avenue. And I'm excited to have with us today Brian and Lori Buffington. And the Buffingtons are here to help us learn a little bit more about a new ministry we are launching here at Prince and in the community called Regeneration. And so welcome to this time.
Hey, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Really encouraged. Regeneration has gone through the last 9 months. You guys have been leading a pilot group to prepare our church to launch this. So we just wanted to do this recording to help explain a little bit about what this ministry is, who is it for, and what kind of difference will this ministry make in a person's life. So why don't we start with just the basics of, and we will use the term regen for short. We're not going to say regeneration every single time. Mm-hmm. So if you hear us say regen, that's what we're talking about. So in a nutshell, tell us, what is regen?
Regen is a 12-step discipleship program that is developed for anybody that has any issue that is getting away between them and God. A lot of times when people hear 12-step programs, they think of the big ticket items, but that's not what this is about. Yes, we're there to help people with the big ticket items, but really we're here to lead people to Christ.
It's not a behavior change.
Okay.
It's the heart change, which is what Pastor Josh preaches about over and over again.
Yeah, I love hearing just a little bit more about what to expect and what it is. And I think, like you said, how it fits into the broader vision of the church. Pastor Josh always talks about one of his greatest passions is teaching people that change happens from the inside out. And that's one of the things that most encouraged us when we got to know Regen Ministry. We realized this really does fit our culture at Prince. This is exactly how we want to disciple people. And the language I've been using to explain it, even to our staff, is regen is for anyone who feels stuck in life. And so that may be something heavy like an addiction. That may be something like, I cannot seem to just stop worrying about the future. And it's just overwhelming to me, and anything in between. So that's how we've kind of framed it. Anyone that feels stuck in life, I think regen is a good thing for. And it connects really to our heart for, at Prince, you hear all the time, like, our desire is to be the visible presence of Jesus to our community. As we have thought through that, this ministry excites me so much long-term, because I feel like really there are fewer things that offer the visible presence of Jesus to people that are stuck and overwhelmed and just need somebody to walk through long-term with them through a process of change. So I'm encouraged by that. Let's talk a little bit about maybe some misconceptions. I think you alluded to this earlier with the big ticket items, mm-hmm. but what are some misconceptions that maybe people hear this and they even hear the language 12 steps and their mind goes to, okay, this is just addictions ministry or this is recovery. What misconceptions do you think are out there?
Well, first I like to say that the program or the 12 steps was originated from AA, and what Watermark Church, who developed this curriculum, saw that people were getting healthy, but their relationship with Jesus wasn't changing. They were just getting clean, quote unquote. And so what they developed here was a program to not only work through your problems, but in fact, bring you closer to God and let Him be the one to change these things. So when you hear the 12 steps, you think you have to have a major big problem that's super destructive in life. In fact, it's our sin that is hindering us from a relationship with God. And that is what we're focused on, is your sin. Mm-hmm. And when you hear the 12 steps, you just automatically think of destruction, mm-hmm. but it's not that. And as far as what the world looks at, when we are not drawing close to God, there is a destruction with our relationship with Him. We want to meet you where you're at in those problems and walk with you in these problems and point you to Christ, point you to Scripture. So that's the other thing that most people, when they hear 12 steps, they don't think about, is Scripture, praying for each other, pointing towards Christ, and letting Him be the one to fix you, not us. So that's the other thing. We're not the counselors. That's not what this program's about. Mm-hmm. We're letting God do all the work.
I think too, with that, it's important to know that there are literally over 117 struggles. So it's not, you're not in a room with everybody with the same struggle. Mm-hmm. You're sitting in a circle with people of various struggles. And what you find out is you're not alone because your emotion internally is the same. It's just the outcome that is different. Mm-hmm. The way you deal with the, whatever is going on inside. And I know for some people ahead of time, a fear is being judged.
Right.
Well, we have you on that list too. If you're a judgmental person, come on in.
That's right.
It just really covers a broad spectrum of any type of idol or any type of sin instead of just, you know, the seven normal ones that you see in Celebrate Recovery or something like that.
Right. And you guys have alluded to 100, I think you said 117 struggles. There's a resource that Regen puts out called the 100 Common Struggles. Mm-hmm. Would y'all mind reading? Just pick randomly a handful of those just so people can hear.
Sure, of course. So number 19, body image. 64, lack of self-worth. 68 is lust. You have stress, depression, phobias. I mean, basically, whatever you are going to instead of going to Christ, that's what we're here for.
Now, I think one of the things I love about it is you are not, Lori, you mentioned this, you're not going to be grouped up with only the people who are struggling, let's say depression. It's not like you come and you're in a room with six other people who are all struggling with the same issue. You are going to be grouped up with this gender specific. So you'll be grouped up with men or women. But it's a variety of the issues. It's the issue doesn't define the group you're going to land in. And I think that's one of the key differences that I love about this ministry because it gets to the root of what's under all these issues. Talk to us about how that works.
Correct. So like with me, with the women, there were six of us and we all had something different that we struggled with, but it was really neat because sitting aside one another in the room. And as we started to share, we learned that we all connected with one another. We all had either various different things in our backgrounds or things within current life that led us to where we were. And so the raw emotion inside was all the same. We were all relatable, even if it wasn't the same symptom.
Mm-hmm. And I like to add, it's a place where people start to feel safe. We should feel like church is a place that we can come with any problem, mm-hmm. and to be able to be open and honest and it not to get out, mm-hmm. not to be judged, and to realize like Lori was saying that, wow, I might be struggling with something different, but the effect is the same. Mm-hmm. It hinders my walk. It really is destructive in some part of my life. And all of a sudden, things just start connecting. You don't feel alone anymore. And you don't have to hide things. Mm-hmm. You don't have to hide whatever you're dealing with, thinking, I'm just going to have to live with this the rest of my life.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's good. I'm really thankful for ministries here that are starting to give people these places where they can just be really, really honest about what's going on in life. So I'm encouraged. One of the things I think about long-term, why this matters for the church. One, this is consistent with the vision. We want to be the visible presence of Jesus. In talking with other churches that have run this program for years, one of the encouraging things to me has been just the ripple effects of this ministry. And I'd love to give you all a chance to share maybe some stories of that. But I know one effect from talking to other pastors is they've said Regen consistently uncovers and empowers future leaders in your church, because maybe for the first time, people that have just been overwhelmed and stuck in a sin struggle for years and years and years, and they're trying to go through the motions and do all the things, for the first time, they actually deal with it at a root issue and come out of this really encouraged and empowered to step in and be a leader in the church. So that's just one of the many like long-term ripple effects. But talk about what are some other things? How are marriages impacted or families impacted? Or, you know, what are some of the other effects you might see from someone who goes through Regen?
Mm-hmm. Well, I can speak for myself, like this last time I went through it, because Lori and I both had to do the 12 steps going through it. I work with my pride and my control. And there were some things I was kind of surprised that, oh, I really have this problem. Well, as I dug into my pride, I realized how much not only it was hindering my relationship with God, but how much it was affecting my relationship with my wife. When she would say things to me, I would take offense. Or when she would give me a praise, I would just really soak into that. And it would really control really a lot of my attitude and how I related and how I acted towards her and even my kids. When I realized who I was in the eyes of Christ and that I am an image of Him, He made me in His image, that it freed me. And I was able to hear my wife say things to me and not get totally defended or needing her praise on how did I do today or how did that sound? And so it's really brought us closer together. And with my kids also, even like with my son, it's I can relate and be okay being a dad and not worrying about some of the things that used to bother me. So, I mean, just in my own personal life, I've seen a huge change.
Right.
And even one of the gentlemen that went through it this year, his relationship with his wife, 180. I mean, I'm not going to go into complete details because it's his testimony, but his marriage and everything was going down the wrong track and it was not going to end up in a good spot. Not only has it changed, he's wanting to serve. He's wanting to do everything that you talked about. He's excited about coming back. He's a different person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome. That's great.
I think for me too, one of the things that control was not on my list that came up during the assessment, but as we were going through the program, I noticed traits of control in myself. And it got funny because Brian, I already knew he had control issues. That was in his assessment. And
just a little bit.
So, but it got to where like we could point it out to one another. We're like, you're just being controlling right now. And we didn't get offended because we're like, oh yeah, you know what? You're right. Thanks. So that was really nice to be able to walk through it together and to be able to experience that and help one another along through the program. The other thing that I noticed too, were a few people struggled with pride, but it wasn't like the ego pride. It was spiritual pride, which is something else that Pastor Josh talks about from the pulpit, which I think was really neat too, because that's not something that you think of.
Yeah, no, it's been encouraging to hear. So basically the last 9 months, really this last school year, you guys ran a pilot group with multiple men and women who have now gone through, seen the benefit of this, experienced the life change of this, and are ready to step into helping lead some of these groups. So we're excited to approach another school year. And so talk to us a little bit about what could someone expect? If somebody's listening to this and they're thinking, I'm ready to go after something, I'm ready to do this, what could they expect? What does it look like? We'll start in August. It runs through the school year, but what would that first day that they come look like? And then kind of give us a preview of the structure.
The first day they'll hear a testimony and they will be given the book, the first groundwork book. We'll meet in a large group and then we'll break off in a small group. We'll go over the time frame.
You brought up one thing also, Scott, that men are with the men and the women are with the women. It's very much like a junior high dance. I mean, the guys are always on one side and the girls are always on the other side. And Lori's 100% right. The first part is the groundwork book, kind of seeing where you're at with your walk with God, kind of laying the grounds of what we're going to be doing. After we get through the groundwork, about 6 weeks in, we start working on the steps. And the steps, here, let me get it out so I don't misspeak here. So step one is you're admitting. Two is belief. Step three is trust. 4, we work on inventory of ourselves. 5, we confess. 6, we repent. 7, we follow. 8, we forgive. 9 is amends. 10 is to continue to do the previous steps because now we've found some good, healthy tools to deal with life in itself. 11 is intimacy. And then 12 is regeneration. And as we're going through each book, each step, there's going to be assignments every night for someone to do. It's not overwhelming. If you decide to not do it and try to do it, like cram it in, which I mean, I'm guilty of that in school, it becomes a lot, but it's the point of it is work on yourself every single day and you're going to see improvement as you go along. And then not only that, your family is going to start seeing a difference in you and you're not going to even realize it.
Mm-hmm. I think it's important to know too that when you first come, everybody's nervous the first couple of weeks. Nobody really wants to, you don't want to be vulnerable and share because you don't know these people or you might know some of them. Mm. But as you go along, you start to trust one another and you break the barrier down more and more because there's no point in wearing a mask there. Mm-hmm. We're all there for the same reason.
And you know what? That made me think of this. Anybody that's out here that hears this and you've been hurt by the church, like this is where you need to come to get healed. If you want to get back in relationship with God's church, come here. Let us walk with you. Let us introduce you to other people that are struggling also, and you develop some good, healthy, safe relationships, and that too could be mended. So don't think that just because you got hurt by the church, mm-hmm. you can't come back to the church to be healed, because we're going to point you to the one that can heal you.
That's awesome. Thanks for sharing that. What would you say, just final details that people need to know? So basically it runs essentially for a school year. So it starts in early August. We're going to run it on Sunday afternoons from 2 to 4. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
So it'll run Sunday afternoons from 2 to 4, starting in early August and really going through middle of May. Like you said, there is homework, there's expectations, there's mentors, I think, involved.
That's correct.
So it is a commitment. It's a deep dive. It's not just a 6-week Bible study where you can learn some new information. It's something you're going to have to really commit to. But I think you both would say it's absolutely worthwhile. It's doing the deep work that's going to create lasting change. So do you have any last words of just, if someone's interested, if they're hearing this, or maybe they're thinking they're on the fence, what is just a practical final word or next step you would share with them?
Well, if there's any relationship in your life, if you are struggling with anything that you don't think you can tell anybody about, if you just want to work on yourself, maybe find out kind of like where things started in your life. For me, my pride, I was able to track it down to my parents' divorce when I was 5 and how I handled it and how my sister handled it. If you want a deeper relationship with God, if just that is a sole purpose, come on. Mm-hmm. We want you. Come do the groundwork. It's 6 weeks long. If at any time you feel like this just isn't for you, well, you know what? You can walk away and no one's going to shame you or nothing. We're going to pray for you and we're going to be there for you. But if you want to change, come on. We want you.
That's good.
Through the program, I too realized that my struggles stemmed from childhood as well, which that's where we're molded and formed. And I feel like a lot of people that's where they'll find that their struggles begin. I would encourage people to come talk to us at the end of July and the last couple of Sundays when we're out there and review the assessment and ask us about personal questions, how we've gone through the program or, and the other people that will be there with us, come talk to us.
Yeah, that's great. No, I'm glad you mentioned that. So a practical next step, if you're listening to this, it should be attached to somewhere. There's a link for you to either register, or if you're at Prince the last two Sundays in July, we're going to have some tables out in the atrium, and you'll see the regeneration signs. We'll be around at those tables. We would love for you to come by, ask questions, talk. Again, don't fear what people may think. This is the same thing with Reengage, our marriage ministry, which has been fantastic. We've run that for 2 years. It's for any marriage, whether you're at a 2 or a 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. In the same way, regeneration is not just if you're at a 1 or a 2. It really is that. So please don't let fear of what are people going to think even keep you from coming and walking to the table. We would love to meet you, talk to you, answer any more questions you may have. And if you just do a quick Google search, regeneration has been started years ago at Watermark Church out in Dallas, Texas. It's a phenomenal ministry, great church that supported us through this. So we really trust what it is and believe that the Lord can really do something in your life through this. So we hope this has been helpful, informative. We would love to meet you, and we would love for you to really consider praying about jumping into this school year session of regeneration. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Lori, for taking a few minutes to share. This has been really, really helpful.
Yeah, this has been great.
You're welcome. I have one more thing to share.
Absolutely.
Romans 6:22. But now, having been set free from sin and having become slaves of God, you have your fruit to holiness and the end everlasting life. And that is really what our program is about, is setting you free from that sin to where you display the fruits of the Spirit more clearly.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I would like to add this too. I'm glad she said that. Titus 3:3, starting in verse 3. For we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, led astray, slaves to various passions and pleasures, passing our days in malice and envy, hated by others and hated one another. But when the goodness and loving kindness of our God, our Savior, appeared, he saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing and regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, so that being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life.
That's awesome. What a perfect way to end it. Thank you for listening to this. Please reach out to us. Come talk to us. We would love for you to consider being a part of Regen this year. God bless.